Joining us on Panthers Radio with Zynomics is Panthers General Manager Gary Moran. Gary, busy couple of days, board meeting, fixtures meeting, but a successful couple of days?
Yeah, I'd say they were successful. Yeah, the board meeting was quite straightforward and we touched on a few things like commercial deals and sponsorship for the league and a potential television deal, which is looking highly, highly likely. And so there was progress being made. 11 teams, of course, so we had to talk at the board meeting about what would happen the next day at the fixtures meeting. But the fixtures meeting is the big meeting for the whole league. Those fixtures are now going to be ratified and what have you. But it was a long day. I mean, I'm the nearest to it, roadworks permitting. And that was a nightmare getting there both days through the roadworks and the M1. But that was the least of the problems come fixtures, because we've all got different problems. The big arena teams have limited ice because of concerts, which is quite right. The multi-use venues have to take their income where they can get it. And our arena is brilliant these days. They really look after us and try and give us as many possible dates as they can. I have to take some dates that are probably going to be available, but, you know, you fit it in around there. Then you get the smaller teams, no disrespect to them, but they need a game every week for cash flow purposes, because that's why they're a smaller team. They play in smaller venues, so they want a game every weekend. And it's not rocket science, is it? There are 11 teams in the league, so somebody isn't playing every night. So we basically went through it week on week, and if we got 9, 10, 11 or 12 games in a week, that was a good week. And we got there, but we're pretty much there. I mean, I'm quite pleased with the fixture list that we're now trying to ratify and what have you. There are a few changes from the past. We're not going to Belfast this year for a weekend, but there'll be at least two full-blown weekends in Scotland and a doubleheader in Scotland on top of that. You've got to play the teams three times. Makes sense, doesn't it? Three teams in Scotland, try and go 3-3, because the players like that, the coaches like that. I haven't been able to do 3-3, but three times. But we got two of them and a road trip to Scotland as well. And then you're trying to balance the coaches and the players' demands for travel and all the rest of it and fitting it all in. But basically there are, a couple of cup games in there and 30 league games. And as we've said previously, the season ticket covers 28 games. And then we'll have a look at this fixture list when it's ratified and we know it's definitely going to happen. And we'll pick a couple and we'll work them out at a pro rata basis, so the season ticket holders are getting another two games at the same rate as they've paid for the 28 games included. So, yeah, pretty successful in many ways.
Now, the highlight for many Panthers fans, Boxing Day clashes with Sheffield.
We've always played the day after Boxing Day of late because the arena hasn't been available in Nottingham. But this year, Martin Ingham, the chief executive, has made it available. So whereas it used to be our turn every other year with Sheffield, it's our turn for the next 10 years. Are you listening, Sheffield? No, we'll alternate if need be, but this year it will be Boxing Day in Nottingham against Sheffield. I'm guessing we'll go for some sort of afternoon face-off or mid-afternoon face-off and what have you. There'll be a New Year's Eve game in Nottingham as well. That's become a tradition for us as well. And it's all going to start the week after our pre-season games. Tickets for them will go on sale soon. Ticket prices are being negotiated and discussed at the moment. And then we'll start probably with a big cup game the week before the league starts. The league programme starts on September the 8th. And on September the 8th, we will definitely be having a home game. Whatever happens at ratification, we will face off the league programme on September the 8th at home. But I'm expecting to play the week before in a cup game.
Well, it's getting exciting and it's almost here.
Yeah, but it's you know, you were right at the start. It was a long day. I worked out. I started at 7 on fixtures day and I finished at 10:30 at night. And we had a working lunch while we were at the meeting, and then you got to type it up. The good thing was everything fell into place. Some years you get to the end of it and you go, hang on, there's a fixture missing somewhere. Fortunately for me this year when I was typing it up, the fixture that disappeared off my list was Fishtown. But I very quickly found it because it was only 3 in August. And so the numbers added up. So at this moment in time, we've got 70 games on a schedule. And I don't anticipate any problems, but you can't always say that 100% because another team might have to swap a fixture around. That has a knock-on effect. I always say if you need to swap a visiting team, an away team coming to Nottingham, it can affect anything up to 6 or 7 fixtures before you can make everybody and everything work. But yeah, you know, there's a fixture list in place. We're working on it. And, you know, there was a lot of harmony. There often is at fixtures meetings. You get, you know, what guys quite rightly are trying to look after their own corner. We've all got businesses to protect and try and do our best for. But, you know, I've basically taken every available, usable, amenable date that was available to the Panthers. So, you know, it's pretty much as good as it could have got, with one or two exceptions which couldn't be helped. And we horse trade them. So I get a better fixture on another date than I would have for that. So, yeah, we're quite pleased with it.